Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Female Brain, authored by neuropsychiatrist Dr. Luan Brizendine, provides groundbreaking insight into why women think, feel, behave, and interact differently than men. Drawing from a blend of scientific research, personal experiences, and clinical practices, Brizendine offers a clear, concise, and highly readable exploration of the neurological mechanisms underpinning women's psychology. The book emphasizes that the female brain undergoes unique changes throughout life, fundamentally shaping women's experiences from infancy, through adolescence, adulthood, motherhood, middle age, and beyond. Using accessible language, Brizendine sheds light on how hormonal fluctuations influence mood, emotional connections, social interactions, and cognitive abilities. Her work aims to debunk long-standing stereotypes and clarify misunderstandings regarding female behavior, emotions, and capabilities. Presented as both a useful resource and a fascinating exploration, this text successfully bridges neuroscience and everyday life, ultimately helping readers understand the distinctive inner world of the female mind. Whether seeking understanding in interpersonal relationships, overcoming communication struggles, or simply expanding one's knowledge about brain function differences, The Female Brain provides compelling answers from a scientifically informed perspective. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, brain structure and hormonal influence. From the earliest stages of development, hormones sculpt a woman's brain. In her research, Dr. Luan Brizendine demonstrates how estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, and oxytocin play vital roles in determining neurological pathways and brain structure. These hormones affect cognition, memory, emotions, and social connections. Estrogen, for instance, is responsible for promoting synaptic connections in the hippocampus, which influences language and memory functions. Oxytocin, often called the bonding hormone, plays a central role in shaping women's relationships, maternal behavior, and personal attachments. The author explores the implications of these hormonal influences more thoroughly, noting how hormonal shifts during significant life events, such as pregnancy or menopause, deeply reshape the female brain and influence emotional and cognitive experiences. Understanding the influence of hormones provides essential insight into behaviors perceived as unpredictable or inexplicable, and fosters deeper empathy and acceptance between genders that differ biologically. Secondly, communication and emotional intuition. Luan Brizendine delves extensively into how and why females generally excel in verbal communication and emotional intelligence. The book provides neurological explanations for why women have evolved and developed better verbal and social cognition skills, noting that female brains are wired with distinct language and emotional processing regions, bolstered by hormonal influences. The author elaborates on why women often have heightened emotional intuition, superior nonverbal communication abilities, and enhanced empathic responses. Additionally, she discusses cross-cultural consistency in these patterns, reinforcing her explanation about biological rather than exclusively socio-cultural origins. Brizendine asserts that women's emphasis on verbal engagement and emotional expression leads to distinct strengths within interpersonal interactions, group cohesion, and community building. These neurological inclinations toward deep emotional connection encourage more empathetic and supportive relationships, directly impacting family dynamics, friendships, and professional networks. Thirdly, relationships, love, and sex. In her detailed exploration, Brizendine uncovers the neurological pathways associated with romantic connection, attraction, sexual motivation, and bonding in women's brains. Her analyses reveal how women's brains respond uniquely when forming intimate relationships, including biological and evolutionary factors guiding female decision-making processes in mate selection. The influence of oxytocin and dopamine on social attachment and reward systems receives attention, showcasing how hormone fluctuations shape preferences, emotional intimacy, and sexual interactions. She addresses women's experience with romantic love, examining how brain chemistry creates emotional bonding, partner selection processes, and marital satisfaction. Other notable components include the intensive neurological shifts that come with motherhood, impacting women's relational choices, relationship stability, and sexual desires. By examining these aspects, readers gain insights useful in navigating romantic experiences and appreciating relationship variations among different females in their lives. Fourthly, motherhood and maternal brain changes. Significant emphasis in the female brain is given to pregnancy and motherhood. The brain undergoes profound changes during pregnancy, childbirth, and breastfeeding. Brizendine provides a comprehensive look at these elements, explaining the neurological components and hormonal shifts that facilitate nurturing behaviors, protective instincts, and bonding between mother and child. Because of increased production in prolactin and oxytocin, mothers demonstrate heightened emotional alertness toward their newborn's needs. Maternal instinct becomes neurologically hardwired, supporting a deeper understanding of a child's emotional states, physical needs, and nonverbal cues. Brain imaging techniques cited by the author showcase how motherhood prompts expansions and developments in areas associated with empathy, worry, motivation, and emotional responsiveness. Understanding such natural neurological changes enables readers to appreciate nuances within maternal-child relationships, postpartum adjustments, and overall parenting practices, fostering empathy and respect for maternal roles in society. Lastly, aging, menopause, and cognitive shifts. Dr. Brizendine highlights the significant neurological and cognitive changes female brains undergo during midlife and menopause. She addresses societal stigma, misconceptions, and stereotypes regarding cognitive decline and emotional stability in aging women. Under her lens, menopause is not solely a challenge, but rather an important neurological transition allowing women to recalibrate and repurpose energies towards social and familial roles without reproductive pressures. Dr. Brizendine discusses in depth the hormonal fluctuations related to estrogen loss, sleep changes, emotional variations, and alterations in cognitive functioning. She argues cumulatively that while cognitive aspects like verbal memory and multitasking efficiency may temporarily decline during perimenopause, women gain wisdom, increased self-awareness, emotional equanimity, and improved focus regarding life's priorities and relationships. In debunking myths surrounding aging and menopause, readers become informed about positive adaptive pathways experienced neurologically and psychologically by women in their middle and later years, creating support and respect for this natural life transition. In conclusion, the female brain is valuable to anyone seeking greater understanding and appreciation of biological, emotional, and psychological differences between genders. It benefits not only women, but also their partners, families, clinicians, educators, and policymakers working toward enhanced gender equality and interpersonal understanding. Readers experiencing transitions such as puberty, pregnancy, motherhood, or menopause will particularly appreciate the insightful neurological explanations of their physical and emotional changes. The book also engages those interested in neuroscience, psychology, human relationship development, and female health. Brizendine's clear language and practical examples provide an engaging, scientifically grounded overview, conveying complexity without unnecessary scientific jargon. A distinct benefit lies in its empowerment of readers to challenge limiting cultural stereotypes, promoting empathy, deeper connections, positive societal shifts, and personal development. Potential buyers should consider this book over others because Brizendine integrates robust scientific research with riveting personal storytelling, making it simultaneously educational, entertaining, and illuminating, delivering greater depth and balanced perspectives compared to other offerings within the same genre. If you would like to support Luan Brizendine, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.